And just like that, the 2020 NFL season is now in the books. It all getting concluded with that 31-9 Super Bowl victory by Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers over the previous season's champions, Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. It was a bit of a stinker of a game, but whoever thought we'd make it this far with all the COVID-19 restrictions, the global pandemic. I mean, when we were talking about the preseason being canceled, I didn't think the season was going to make it more than halfway, but to go through the season uninterrupted, play the Super Bowl, play the entire season, I think it was quite an accomplishment by the NFL and its players, everybody associated with the NFL, man. But what I'm really here to talk about today is the greatness of Tom Brady. Now, don't get me wrong. I have been a big time Tom Brady hater for the majority of years, man. I just got to keep it real. But it's one of those things where you have to just recognize greatness when it's in front of you. You know, Tom Brady comes through beating the young buck Patrick Mahomes for his 7th Super Bowl win. 7 Super Bowl wins, fellas. Think about that, man. NFL fans, that is more Super Bowl wins than greats like John Elway and Joe Montana combined. John Elway and Joe Montana are primarily looked upon as two of the greatest quarterbacks, if not the top two greatest quarterbacks in NFL history before Tom Brady. But now, Tom Brady, as far as Super Bowl wins, has already surpassed them combined. Cowboys fans, the greats, Troy Aikman and Roger Staubach, our heroes in Dallas. Hey, he's already got two up on them combined. I mean, there's just something to say for greatness. Now is not the time to be knocking Tom Brady, if there was ever a time at all, to be honest with you. 5 Super Bowl MVPs. I mean, look, we know the quarterback is always the favorite to win the Super Bowl MVP. When in doubt, if it's even a little bit close, it's definitely going to be the quarterback that wins the MVP. But then again, there's a reason why the quarterback is the most important player on the field, right? I mean, Tom Brady, man, outside of the postseason, he's a 3-time NFL MVP. You guys already have the numbers. You've heard these numbers being regurgitated over and over and over. I would like to make my point here. I mean, just look at Tom Brady. I mean, like his nemesis, Peyton Manning, he has won a Super Bowl for 2 separate franchises. Not many quarterbacks can say that. In fact, only those two can say it, Peyton Manning and Tom Brady. And, you know, I mean, I think this is just a time where I need to warn you guys that there's going to be a lot of terrible, bad takes out there on why Brady isn't the GOAT, why he was just all right, how Patrick Mahomes outplayed him in the Super Bowl, and how he's past his prime, and, you know, it was really the Bucs' defense that got them to this Super Bowl and got them the win. And you know what? Guys, these players don't play to put up stats. That's where fantasy football has just messed this game up. You know, they've just got this game twisted. Because now, so many people on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram all want to talk about the stat line. Like, that's the reason that we play these games. They play to win the game. They play to win the chip. Anybody that's in this business, they get fired, they get hired, they get paid, they go out on the field, they coach on the weekends and the weekdays all day long to win the chip. That's what it's about. It's about wins in this league. And when it comes to winning, nobody's done more than Tom Brady at the quarterback position. Nobody's done it at any position for that matter in the NFL. And I just gotta give him his props. I don't even like the dude. But I have no choice at this point than to talk about Tom Brady so highly, man. It's not about the stat lines. Here's my point. Let's just round this thing out right here. You know, I'm going on and on with a bunch of things you probably already heard about. But here's what you're not hearing enough, people. It's Brady's leadership. It's his ability to motivate his teammates and make them believe. The ability to make the team on the opposite side of the field believe. that they're dealing with the GOAT. And unless they got Eli Manning and that New York Giants defensive line, you ain't got a chance at beating him. And that's the magic and the greatness of a player like Tom Brady. So many people constantly point out to me how Troy Aikman shouldn't be a Hall of Fame quarterback. If you look at his stats, they're pedestrian. But what they didn't see that I saw back in the 90s, actually watching the games, actually following the team, is that he was that leader. He motivated his teammates. He was the reason that they believed, on top of all his physical gifts. And Tom Brady's just that times three. You know, that's just what it is at this point. As hard as it is for me to say it, I cannot have it both ways. I mean, for all you guys out there coming with your, it was more Buccaneers than Brady. Where have the Buccaneers been the last 15 years? Ever since 2002, that team has been on the decline until now. Look what Jameis Winston did last year as the starting quarterback for virtually this same squad, a very similar squad. He put up stats. He put up monster stats, monster yards, threw that ball up and down the field. But where did it get them? Replace him with Tom Brady, and I'll tell you what it got. It got the second Super Bowl win in franchise history. And like I said before, the trajectory was downwards for the last 15 years. And in year one, the trajectory went so far upward, straight to the top in 1 year. With that same squad, at the very least, Jameis Winston, from a non-playoff team to the Super Bowl champion. You gotta give props to Tom Brady. That did not happen by chance. That did not happen by luck. Tom Brady made those other 52 men on that squad with him believe through his leadership, through his ability to motivate, his ability to lead. You know, lead by example. Show them the way to win. And he did it, man. And you got to give the dude his props for that. I do not want to hear the haters talking about this defense. Look, this defense deserves all the props in the world. They played lights out. I mean, they shut down freaking Patrick Mahomes, man. That's no small feat. In fact, I think this was the first game Patrick Mahomes started where he didn't throw a touchdown. That day, Patrick Mahomes ain't a rookie, man. I mean, you know, that's some games, man. No one has been able to do to Patrick Mahomes what this Bucs defense did. No way Brady wins his seventh championship without that defense. But let's not forget, the common denominator is Tom Brady. And I, for one, just want to give him his props. I think there's a lot that a lot of franchises around the league can learn from a player like Tom Brady. You know, those are the kind of guys you want to put on your squad. You can take the physical abilities of an Aaron Rodgers and a Patrick Mahomes. You can take some of the young, exciting draft picks like Trevor Lawrence is going to be. Deshaun Watson is the apple of every NFL squad without a quarterback's eyes right now. Look at my Cowboys disrespecting Dak Prescott. You know, not signing him up to a long-term dealer when... not signing him up when, hey, he is the leader. He does have the ability to motivate his teammates. He hasn't proven it on the level of Tom Brady by no means. But this is your guy. If you don't believe in him, then who do you believe in? Those other guys in that locker room are waiting for Dak to lead that team. Just look how far south it went in 2020 without Dak. And I'm not talking about on the field. I'm talking about all the rumors, all the talk. That all started to come out when Dak went down. So just think about how Dak kept that all under wraps, kept them all focused in that locker room. That's what Tom Brady did for the Buccaneers. That's what Tom Brady did for 20 or 20 plus years with the New England Patriots. And that's why, as big of a Tom Brady hater and as much as I hate to admit it, you know where my heart lies, guys. It ain't with the New England Patriots. It ain't with Tom Brady. But at this point, if I don't want my NFL fan card revoked, I gotta just sit back and just watch the greatness that is Tom Brady and admit he's the GOAT when it comes to quarterbacks or any other position in that matter in the NFL.